This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, RÚV English Radio. I'm Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company today. If you drive around Iceland a lot, as I do, or even occasionally, I suppose, you may have had cause to go to the website of Vegagerðin, which is the roads authority. The roads administration is how it roughly translates in Iceland. And one of the many excellent features on that website is a series of webcams positioned around Iceland, showing the road conditions in various places. Very, very useful, especially at this time of year. But if you've done that, you might, as I also have done, found those images quite beautiful sometimes because they are low-res shots, snapshots of what is on and what is not on the road network at various times. And of course, the weather being captured, which is kind of the point of them, I suppose. So my guest today has done something which for me is very intriguing. Jay Pasilla is a Canadian visual artist. She lives in Siglufjörður for half of the year. She's in Iceland right now, working with digital photography and with found images, and has found these images from the webcams since 2012. Fascinating, and she's made art with and from them. Jay joins me now. Where are you right now, Jay?
I am in the bakery in Siglufjörður, I'm happy to say.
I know the one you mean. It's a lovely place to be. I wish I was there as well, but we're having a conversation on Zoom. You are going to be debuting an exhibition of the artworks that you've made. We'll get to those details in just a moment, but let's dig into what you do. That introduction, was that accurate in terms of your fascination with these webcam images?
Yes, 100%. As you mentioned, I've been coming to Iceland since 2011, but it was really in 2012. I started coming as often as my Canadian visa allows, so every 3 months. And, you know, in the meantime, I'm quite homesick for my home in Siglufjörður. So I spend an inordinate amount of time studying these cameras, particularly in the north.
I see. So it was about being able to, you weren't checking the road conditions because you plan to make use of the roads yourself. You were having a look back at home.
Indeed. I don't even own a car. But yes, and there have been times when we've been snowed in here and, or, you know, there's, as you know, from looking at the cameras yourself, they capture images from these very unexpected and hard to reach locations. Yes. So sometimes you see things that you would not otherwise. And the thing I also love about the practice is that, you know, these are not intended to remain as static images. They're, you know, it's a live feed. They used to be held for, you know, months at a time, but now they just disappear.
Yes.
You know, the moment after they're taken. So I'm kind of creating this archive of these lost moments, lost landscapes.
Yes. And what's also interesting about them aesthetically, I think, is that they feel like they're from the 90s, don't they? The technology. I mean, the irony is
Indeed.
That you wouldn't have had these webcams on the roads in the 1990s. But the images that are captured are low res. I mean, they sort of have to be, I guess, to work in the way that they do. Is that an attractive quality as well, artistically?
Totally. I'm very much not interested in kind of the spectacularization of this place, you know, that, say, influencers and tourism may have generated. If you go on Instagram, you just see these insane shots, right, of waterfalls and mountains and glaciers. But, you know, in fact, this feels closer to home to me. This is the day to day. This is the landscape I know and love. And even if it is low res, you know, it speaks to me about a place and a time in a way that those other representations do not.
Yes. Interesting philosophical observation is that you're not the photographer, but you are
Indeed.
The artist. Are you the curator, would you say, of these?
Interesting question. I would say that the road network is the curator, and I'm just kind of a, you know, bit of a thief. I've also worked with FaceTime cameras. During COVID, I was taking surreptitious snapshots of friends and family. Sometimes they would blur when the connection got too strained, as we were all online at that time. So likewise, those images kind of kept me company during a very challenging time for everyone, where we were far away, unable to be together. And likewise, these images also fulfill that desire for me to.
I'm very glad that we're talking because, as I said a moment ago, I have also found a beauty in these webcam images over the years. And I wonder whether it's just me and you, or whether other people have also, found a potential use of these images in this way. I mean, do Vigar Gerdden themselves, the roads authority, do they know that you've done this with these images?
They do not. And it's something I have been looking forward to reaching out and connecting with them to see what they actually have. I have downloaded movies, I should say, short videos. They used to have like a year span of images. So you would get these crazy animations of like the moon rising, the sun going down over the course of a year. But they don't do that anymore. I'm guessing it's like a, you know, data retention policy, something like that. But yeah, I would love to connect with them and potentially collaborate.
There is a staggeringly beautiful photograph in my mind just now of, I think it's the 405, or no, it's the 101 freeway in California through Los Angeles. And it is really, really beautiful because what it shows is, I think it's beautiful anyway, is cars end to end, bumper to bumper, red lights in one direction, white lights in another direction, sort of 14 lanes either side. Your images put me in mind of that, but at the other end of the extreme, because what you might have is just one car light on a very dark image with maybe the hint of the sun coming over a distant hill. And the images that you've sent, certainly to illustrate the exhibition that's coming up, they're all very dark. Is that something you're drawn to?
It's particularly given that the exhibition is happening at this time of year, and I know it may be a challenging time of year for some folks. I happen to love the dark days.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
But indeed, it's surprising, you know, when I've lined up, you know, as I said in the press release, I've literally collected hundreds, if not thousands, of these images at this point. And when you line them up, it's surprising how few traces of human activity are captured. It tends to be empty roads and landscapes. And I think that's because my focus is particularly on the north. There's not that many of us up here.
And as drivers, certainly, I know that you don't own a car, but I very much do, and drive around Iceland a lot. I don't think about being captured or having my image captured or my car's image captured as I go past these cameras. And
Right.
you've got here, as I say, just one or two cars whizzing past the cameras, completely unaware that they have, or at least their vehicle has appeared in one of your artworks.
Indeed, it's a somewhat less sinister, I would say, form of surveillance than we might see in other countries. I know there's probably as many surveillance cameras per capita in New York City as there are people. But yeah, it was surprising to me how many cameras there are around the country, and you know, let's face it, around the world. I'm certainly not the only artist exploring this realm. I know there's a Finnish artist that did a series of self-portraits by standing in front of cameras and, you know, racing back and capturing the image of himself being shared. So it's an interesting and rich territory to explore.
Yes. And I suppose when you started doing this, at least, you've been working in the arts for longer than this, but in 2012, when you started this series, the idea of the webcam was a bit more novel than it is just now, I
For
suppose.
sure, yes.
And we don't really talk about webcams anymore these days, do we?
Not very much, and the quality changes quite a bit from road to road. Like some images are very sharp, very clear. Others have been broken, for several weeks, if not months. They have their own intrigue, and others show you absolutely nothing because, given the weather,
Yes.
the lenses are covered in snow, and light is refracted, and but they have their own beauty in their own way.
Yeah, I'm thinking of the ones that you sometimes see in the dead of winter where a road is closed, and if you want to confirm what Vigga Gevan are saying, you can look at their web camera to confirm that the road is closed, and then you see why, because it's just covered in snow. But sometimes the way that it's lit, I don't know whether these cameras have flashes. But there's something about the lighting of just piles of snow on these low-res webcams. There is a real beauty there, isn't there?
Absolutely. They look like spider webs or some kind of undersea creature.
Yes.
Just these abstractions of light and color.
Have you learned about the technology that is used in these cameras as part of this work?
I have not. I prefer to be a Luddite. I tend towards the analog, despite being a digital photographer. So, no, I'm not interested so much in the technology behind it, but in the potentials for, what is being expressed without intention, or
Sure.
what could be captured without intention.
Now, if you're in Akureyri, it's going to be possible to see a selection of these images from this series that started in 2012. When does this exhibition open?
It'll be open this Saturday, the 10th, between 2 and 4, likely go on a little bit beyond that. And the show will be up until the 20th, also by appointment.
Okay, and we should say what's the venue for this?
It's Mjølkebúðin. It's right next to the art museum. Can't
Sure.
miss it. It has a very large window facing the street, and to be able to see the camera's images through.
Okay, so the opening is on Saturday, public opening, and thereafter by appointment, you say.
Yes, and also the following weekend, the last weekend,
Okay.
the 20th. I'm also going to be giving a talk about my work at the museum on February 10th, I believe. It's a Tuesday.
Okay.
I just learned that they have these regular conversations with artists weekly, so I'm happy to be included.
Sure. And you're still spending half your time here, half your time in Canada?
Sadly, yes, my heart is really here. The UTL has some very strict guidelines about what constitutes special ties to a place.
Yes.
You need to be married or have a child with an Icelander. But, the people in this town have been my family of friends going on 14 years now.
Yes.
It breaks my heart to leave as much now as it did in the first place.
You plainly love Iceland and plainly want to be here. And I think anyone who is on the other side of the Atlantic, lovingly looking at Iceland through webcams on the road network, probably shown that they have a love for Iceland. I think that's fair to say, isn't it?
Indeed, indeed.
Jay Pasilla, thank you very much. Jay, appreciate your time today. The exhibition opens, as you heard there, on Saturday in Akureyri. A link to that on the page accompanying the show from Maroof English Radio. My name's Darren Adam, and you can get in touch anytime. We are english@ruv.is.
There is more from Maroof English with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/english. Maroof English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, Maroof.